You're listening to a very special collaboration with If Not By Faith. My name is Dominic Dongo, and make sure to follow me on Twitter at DomiDonVoice.
Hello, I'm Faith, and I also have a Twitter, but there's nothing on it, so I don't see why you would go look it up. I do have a subreddit, which should be in the description of this audio.
And now, babes and cuties, enjoy the sexy times.
Hey, sorry if I'm a little behind schedule. I forgot to pack my bag this morning, and you know how hectic it can be trying to get over here.
No worries, Faith. Please, come join us. All of us.
Again? Do we at least have a cleric tonight?
We did, but Mick felt like going to another party tonight instead. The shoe store's closed. No heels here, babe.
One of these days, I will end your pun-making nonsense, Dominic, and I wait for that day every waking moment I'm with you.
Well, today's your lucky day. With you being the only one showing up, you can be the only one around to end me. Please, Faith, as the only good player left, end me from this hell.
Do I get a sneak attack bonus if you're consenting to being stabbed?
Ugh, can't even joke. I'm already prone. Stab me however you want. I swear to God, I'm so tired of this shit. Is this campaign still even any fun for you with no one else around?
How many times have I told you that you're the best DM I've had in years? I've caught a few glances at your prep work. You're great at what you do, and honestly, a lot of the time the other players just get in the way. Everyone can have their own fun, you know, but I don't think they're having the same kind of fun as us.
Wow. Laying it in me with the sick saccharine stuff while I'm vulnerable. It's a relief, though. At least someone still likes it. I just feel kind of crummy that you're at the mercy of the case of the disappearing party.
Look, 5e is balanced around a party of 4. You know what isn't, though? Fun. If we're roleplaying and we're having fun, isn't that all the game really needs?
Are you seriously suggesting that we play with a party of 1, just you and me?
Yeah. I do it all the time. My little brother actually had a lot of fun playing that way, and that's how I introduced a few people to the hobby.
Yeah. It seems kind of weird, but... Fuck it. My campaign, my rules. Today's session is starring Vance and only Vance.
He does have some unfinished business with the court sorceress.
Yeah. Wait. It's the cloak, isn't it? You really want the cloak that bad?
Vance has had his eyes on that cloak since level 3. It's like the end goal of his character arc.
All right. We'll focus on getting you... Oh, sorry. Getting him the silly back apron.
Are you throwing shade? Because if we're talking about self-inserts here, we could always ask who has the silly back apron.
Shush, peasant. Adventure is starting. After an arduous 2-prong attack with the infamous Hellriders, Vance and his companions quelled the necrotic threat that plagued the gates of Elturel. With a promising boon of gold in hand and finding a moment of respite, you made your way back to Baldur's Gate. You spend the night in the luxurious Helm and Cloak Tavern. Your companions sleep the night, but business calls to you as you receive a letter from the familiar tiefling sorceress, Veloria. She requests to meet you at the library at the High Hall.
No mentions of why? It's a little unusual for her to be this discreet. Either way, I head down there as soon as I can catch a break. I'm trying to stay out of sight, so stealth check or no?
Moving out of the inn and throughout the crowded streets of the city is no problem for you, but you do spot from a distance that the entrance to the library has a few guards on a moving patrol. Hit that stealth, buddy.
That's a 3. On the die, but with my fancy new reliable talent, it comes out to an even 23.
Jesus, I hate rogue numbers. The guards don't even get a hint that you're present, and you pass through the entrance without a trace of sound. The hall leading towards the library doesn't keep the same luxurious facade as the rest of the palace. The marble flooring has endured some age. The ceilings are low. There's even a vague, musty smell of old parchment. But most of all, it's extremely quiet. You can only catch a vague sound of paper shuffling around the corner.
Would it be another stealth check to sneak up on her?
Yes, just to spite you, specifically.
23 again.
Lucky bitch. The paper shuffling stops momentarily, but she continues on, not seeming to truly notice you. You find that Valoria isn't wearing her usual scholarly robes, but instead a rather fine-looking burgundy dress with a voluminous skirt flowing out.
It's a good thing I bathed and changed last session. I mean, it was mostly for meeting with the Grand Duke, but I'm still relieved. So I'm gonna toss my dagger onto the table, the one with the ruby dragon that I showed her a while back. And while she's looking at that, I'll step out and stand next to her. That work?
Sounds fun. Yeah, it works. Valoria turns attentively to the dagger plopped her way. Realizing who it belongs to, she rolls her eyes and shakes her head.
Hey, V!
You are aware in some nations that sort of greeting is considered as a threat, right?
I am aware of the fact that you never seem to attack me when I do it.
Of course not. Not when I still have need of you, obviously. She looks past his shoulder, speaking in a somewhat hushed tone. You did come alone, right?
Knowing who I travel with? You'd have heard anyone else hours ago. I'm alone.
She coyly chuckles. Right, I have to remember that it's quite unfortunately you that's the smart one of your companions.
I know what I'm doing. I very rarely made a false call, and they know it. I look in the eyes and give a visibly fake smile. I'm charming, too.
Oh my god. She stares you right back down, wishing to see right through you, before finally giving up and holding back laughter. Charming. Yes, of course, quite. Let's call it that. She approaches a nearby shed, taking a seat up upon it and leaving room for Vance to join her. Please, before you try to murder me with your charm, this is also about business.
Business. I have some information to exchange with you, as well as a few artifacts from our battle today. I assume we'll both be operating under strict discretion from now on. Sorry, I just can't not, you know?
Brand new lore, Vance is actually Solid Snake confirmed.
Okay.
Valoria widens her eyes in surprise. Intel and artifacts? Oh, dear Mistra. If I knew you had that much with you, I would have arranged the whole menagerie. Dinner with the Duke, the finest ale, courtesans and all.
Vance's face twitches a bit at that. Not the courtesan type, honestly. Or Duke's. Ale, though, that would be nice. He looks, a little offset.
Valoria's tail flickers about behind her in intrigue. I see. I never would have guessed otherwise. Curious, she scoots down closer, looking at Vance intently. Are you quite all right? If it's the stench of the library, I'm afraid there's little to quell it.
Vance starts to look a little uncomfortable. I'm fine. I just don't like being underground like this if I don't have to be. And, on what you said, I'm not a man of indulgence. I know what I need, and I don't want much more. Living light keeps you humble, you know? Do you want to look over what I brought in?
Of course. Let's get to it, then. The sooner we get to it, the sooner I can properly reward you.
Vance retrieves a few of the spear points, swords, and the arrows he collected from the battlefield. He sets those on the table and gives Valoria a smirk. Have you heard of King Gjallar the Damned?
She raises a curious brow. Heard of? Nearly half of my personal findings are all on the King Death Be Damned.
Vance takes the crown from his bag of holding and places it on his head.
Holy shit, power move. She lets out a squeal of surprise. By the gods, Vance, how did you get that?
He twirls his hands around dramatically and says, sticky fingers. And a borrowed cloak of displacement.
She gets up right in his face and pulls him down closer by the collar of his tunic like this, trying to get a close look at the crown. She shuffles her hands quickly about his head, through his hair, just trying to get the perfect look. You've got to be kidding me. This has to be a replica.
Vance blinks, and that's a roll on the table, isn't it?
Crap, right. It's cursed as fuck. Here's the table. Knock yourself out.
53. An otherworldly aura surrounds you while the chosen effect persists. Faint whispers can be heard at the edge of perception, and cold trickles down the spines of those near you. I'm going with Trusank, by the way. His eyes glaze over with a shimmering blue fog that fades as it drifts into the air.
Valoria gently gasps, with chills going down her spine, making her her body recoil against Vance. She notices the ethereal flourish within his eyes, staring in awe. What in all the realms is this? She keeps her hands upon his jaw as she occasionally eyes the crown.
The crown of the Hanged King. Thoughts, V? I thought you'd appreciate it. Vance's voice is distorted slightly by the crown's effect.
Well, for one, I feel mildly distressed at the idea that you've apparently slain the subject of half my life's research.
It was the cleric, actually.
A cleric, yes, whatever. But the thought that you brought this rather fine artifact over thinking I'd appreciate it is, dare I say, quite sweet.
I may have spent a few years with the Thieves Guild, but I'm not unchivalrous. There were a lot of people vying for this thing. And, you're the only one I trust not to use it to take over a kingdom or three.
Valoria thinks for a moment before looking back at Vance with volition in her eyes. Vance, I know I've asked enough of you to meet me here, and for you to offer such a gesture that I cannot even fathom. This is truly a serious matter. I need you to come with me to my quarters. We can take the secret passageway.
Quarters?
her bedroom, her private office. You lured her to bedrooms now?
We just usually joke about that sort of... No, I'm not. Sorry. Let's just move this along. I know where the door is. I'll lead the way.
Valoria follows along with the two of you ending up in her office as she shuts the door behind her. The walls of her room are cluttered with journals and tomes, easily towering over her petite form. She meanders about the carpet with an odd sense of anticipation before addressing Vance again. She's stammering with her words before letting out a frustrated sigh. You're making things quite difficult, Vance.
Dominic, are we good to continue? I'm not sure if you're comfortable
Just trust me. It's fine. I'm fine. Valoria wants to say this. Call me crazy, but it's just so much. The nights of banter, how deft you are, and the deceptively gentle look of your eyes, and now you brought over one of the most prized artifacts of the realm because you thought I would appreciate it? Are you trying to play some sort of trick, or...
V, by whatever gods you worship, no. You've never done anything to deserve deception from me. I've always been completely honest with you. You've been there, so I didn't have to lie to everyone about what happened back in Phandalin. You vouched for me when I told you that the king had been replaced by Haelsir. I couldn't jeopardize that. You, your support means too much to me to do that.
She marches right up to you. She marches right up to him. Yanks him down closer to her face by his collar while bearing a pained and embarrassed look. She mumbles, "If honesty is what you preach, then I beg of you to please stop playing with my feelings."
I'm not in a proper state of mind to consider all the implications of that.
Gloria clutches Vance by his cheeks and gets up on tiptoes to kiss him.
I know this is an odd time, but remember what we said about self-insert characters earlier?
yeah, and what about it?
Well, Vance really wanted to give V that crown. And I know how much you worked on this arc and the lore of that item, so I went online and I found a few 3D modelers and...
Oh, you gotta be shitting me right now, right?
I painted it myself. I was gonna give it to you at the end of the session, but I thought this might be a better time.
One, Faith, you're a nerd, like a really, really huge nerd.
That is correct.
Two, this crown, it looks wonderful. Thank you. This is making my day somehow. So, you gonna wear it like Vance then?
Am I allowed to say yes?
Of course you are. Now, put it on before I... before I steal it from you.
Who's the fucking thief here, then?
You didn't seem to attack me when I tried.
Yeah. Hey, remember that time that you said you wanted to try out LARPing?
That's quite the timing there. But yeah. You seriously want to try it then, like this?
Well, I want to try a lot of things right now, to be honest. But that sounds fun. Yeah.
Sassy pants. Sure. Well, if we're really gonna continue it, then we should. Probably stand up.
Here, I'll lead you down the secret chamber to your quarters.
Jesus, Faith, you really are gonna end me. But okay, we'll head down to my quarters. Now that Valoria's had some time to make out with Vance, she's gonna lead him to the bed that isn't totally covered with empty Pepsi cans. And is gonna gently... push him down onto her bed.
You know, V, I don't usually like being in compromising positions, but I think I can handle this.
I know you well, Vance. I know you can handle anything. Then she lifts her skirt to move her legs freely, and she gets on top, straddling him and running her hands lovingly across his torso.
Vance wraps his arm around her back and just sort of holds her. I have a bit of a confession to make to you, V. With all the time I've spent thieving and killing threats to the realm, I've never gotten the chance to really settle down before. It's a nice change of pace.
Are you saying you've never actually...
Not with anyone I've ever actually cared about.
You honor me. In that case, I swear to you. She runs her fingertips just under the hem of his tunic, crawling upwards upon his really amazing sides. I will be as gentle or as firm to you as you please.
I like a partner that can push back.
She pushes his tunic up above his... Hold on. Up... above there, up... above his head. Oh gosh. Good. I do as well. She slowly runs her hand up along his chest, then his neck, caressing his cheek, then running her thumb across those lips. But hear me now. I fully intend to finish this with me leaving you breathless.
I wouldn't ask for any less.
You're already so good. Then I'll start then. I'll start taking that breath of yours. She slowly slides her finger past... Oh, holy shit. Past those really amazing feeling lips and gently starts exploring that mouth.
Mm.
You really like it that much, huh? Didn't think you'd be the type to be, like, a needy kitten like this. Please, Faith, stop being so cute. You're making me just want to stop and squeeze you in places. shit. Teeth now? You playful brat. If you're doing that, I'm sure you won't mind at all if I just push these in all the way. There we go. All the way in the back. You really like that, too. I really can't believe this nerd I've known all these years is so thirsty to have their mouth filled up like this. Oh, your sounds are so amazing. I know it must feel good, but I bet you sound even better when I can hear you, right? Let me just take them out a bit while I'm still toying with your lips. Please, tell me, Faith. Did that feel good for you?
Yeah. I holy shit, you're good at that.
Good. That's great. I want you to feel amazing. Do you mind if I have my hand on some other places too?
Do you expect me to stop you?
I'll give you a chance to, though only if you can free yourself away from my fingers thrusting into your mouth again. There we go. Oh, you're so good. Now I can finally take down these pants. Because, Faith, you've been prodding at me forever. So let me just return the favor a bit. Just some gentle rubbing across your undies at first. Right, let me take these out for now. Besides, I want to hear you. Faith, does that feel good for you too? And furthermore, do you always get this hard?
When I'm teased this hard, yeah.
Gotcha. Note to self for the future, tease you more. But right now, you're looking way, way too appetizing. Stay still. Let me just slide these down. Oh, holy shit. Faith, you're straight up leaking.
That is what happens when you do that, yes.
I know there wasn't total snark, but I'm punishing you with a surprise stroke anyways.
One of these days you'll figure out that I like it when you're mean to me.
Like right now? You're kind of talkative when you don't have your mouth full like a needy little kitten.
Thank you. Thank you.
You really, really like it.
Yeah.
Will you like it more if I go faster like this? And I'm sure you won't mind if I just... have a taste too, right?
Yeah. I really like that. I really like that.
Well, Faith, if you're the kind of person that likes it when I'm mean, then I'm sure you wouldn't mind this at all. That is, wouldn't mind me fucking you senselessly with my mouth.
That's so fucking good. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Fuck, please. Ah, oh, please keep going. Oh, fuck.
Leaving this spot until you come inside my mouth right now.
Thank you. Hyperventilating. Thank you.
No. Thank you. You really let me. Holy shit. We really just did that.
Yeah, we did. We're still cool, right? Like we don't hate each other now or something.
No, Faith. Of course not. I know we joke, but. That was amazing. And I think you're pretty amazing. And I'd be cool with doing something like this again.
That's good to hear. Maybe I can return the favor when I'm a little more coherent. Until then, though, come here.
Maybe you can. Probably once I hop over to CVS or something, though, but later.
Yeah, later. Wait.
What's the matter?
I never got the goddamn cloak!